The semester is nearing a close at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. The executive director of the academy, Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, is a frequent guest on Ozarks, and she says the final few weeks of the fall mean new live performances in December by the students at the school and preparations for growth in the spring. She says the enrollment opportunities begin with the academy's choirs.
25-member choir. I'd like to see that double, maybe even triple in size, because that's a choir that represents the region. And we'll have some special opportunities. We'll have opportunities to tour. In the spring semester, they'll have an opportunity to sing with the Singing Men of Arkansas on our Valentine concert on February 10th. And many people up in the Northwest Arkansas area, of course, are very familiar with the Singing Men of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. And so our choir, children's choir and chorale, will have an opportunity to sing with them.
Doesn't the children's choir, won't they go to Arvest Ballpark for...
They do. That's the other big thing that the choirs do in the spring. The children's choir always gets to go sing the national anthem at the Arvest Ballpark for the Arkansas Naturals game. That's a personal favorite of mine mm-hmm. since I'm such a baseball fan. You know. So anyway, we'll be taking them, I think, probably to the kids' day, the Arkansas Kids' Day, when the whole park is filled with children from all over the state. And then the chorale will take a overnight tour. We look at looking at going to Branson and to Silver Dollar City to a festival. Then we have this wonderful instrumental program, and I am just so pleased with it because it's the focus piece of that program is a full Symphonic Youth Honors Orchestra. And by that I mean full strings, winds, brass, percussion. Right now it stands at 60 students. We could, take in another 15 or so. It could be a 75-piece orchestra, given the correct level. You know, that's students grade 6 through 12, and of course a 6th grader would have had to have been playing their instrument for a while. Right. But that particular program, we're getting ready for our Christmas concert, but this spring, the Ozark Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, OPYO, mm-hmm. as many people in Northwest Arkansas know, they will be coming down in May to play a collaborative concert with us. So we're looking at 100 students, 110 students
fun.
On stage. I know,
a lot
I think
of fun.
It'd be so
yeah.
fun. And so that Youth Honors Orchestra is a wonderful piece, wonderful addition. We're just in the second semester of that, and students can begin auditioning even now. Students are currently enrolled. We expect to stay in the program. And out of that, we have a smaller string ensemble. We have a wind ensemble that could just grow as much as we want it to grow. It's about a 30-piece at the moment. It could be a 70-piece. And that's, for all winds, brass, percussion. Then we also have our flute choir, two flute choirs, a junior level, a junior high group, and a senior high group. Of course, the senior high group, we're going to be recording soon and coming for an interview, which they're all very excited about. And, of course, those choirs can grow. There's really no limit to the flute choirs as to size, so there's a place where we can grow. And then we have our African drum ensemble, which right now stands at about 12 students. We could grow to 20 or 25. You know, those are the kinds of ensembles that have no limit as long as the level, the ability
right.
is there. And our theater companies, and here's what we've done for the spring semester with our theater company. We have a children's theater company right now that's about ready to present Annie, well, both at the university and then all over the area here in Fort Smith. And they are a 40-member theater company. For Annie, that's fine. Mm-hmm. For most musicals, that's a little much. So mm-hmm. what we've decided to do is to divide that company in half into two groups of 30. One group's going to do High School Musical, and one group's going to do High School Musical 2. We take an intermission. You come to a show, and you get to see both High School Musicals.
Great.
And it's an easy way to grow to 60 students from 40.
We often talk about the stage and music.
Mm-hmm.
There's also visual arts.
That's correct.
And I'm wondering, you have the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, RAM, coming
yes.
soon, and you have
coming soon.
Crystal Bridges open.
Yes.
Will that help you Will those be things that you can take advantage of?
Yes, and for the first time in this fall semester, we're taking the art students, which right now our art program is geared to grade school students. We have classes for first through sixth graders. And here, before November's over, we're going to take them to Tulsa to the Philbrook Museum.
Ah, nice.
I'm excited because as part of that tour, they actually get to participate in an activity that the Philbrook has set up for children. So we're going to take the tour and do an activity, an art activity while we're there. Well, in the spring semester, we're going to take them to Crystal Bridges. And I cannot wait. I am dying to see Crystal Bridges. So that's one of the things we're going to do with the art students this spring. And then as time goes on, we are going to have an art camp, a summer art camp. We already have other camps, musical theater camps and things like that. But as time goes on, we're going to develop an art camp and begin to expand our ages as we can, as we have space available and teachers available for the art program. We start everything, kick everything off with preschool. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our preschool music program of Music Garden, and that's just a great fit. And also included in preschool, if children want to begin Suzuki violin, boy, you can start that at age 3, and that's a great, great thing to do.
Plenty of opportunities to see what these young people can do in December. I mean, you've got week, kind of. I mean, it's basically 7 days.
It is. We tend to put all of our concerts there just before Christmas as the semester at the university ends, and we can get into the Breedlove Auditorium, and we just go like crazy. So we have December 11th, which is a Sunday afternoon. We have recitals all afternoon, and I should mention all these concerts are free.
Just
free
walk
and
in.
Open to the public. That's right. Just walk in. On December 11th, a 2 o'clock recital, all of our students that are enrolled in private lessons have the opportunity to play or sing on stage. 2 o'clock and 3:30 on December 11th. On Monday night, December 12th, which is a 7 p.m. concert, our flute choirs will be performing Christmas music and other classical pieces, and our African drum ensemble will be performing on that concert. We kind of put those two together. It's kind of a contrast and kind
mm-hmm.
of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday night, December 12th. Friday night, December 16th, all of our choral groups, from the children's choir to the show choir kids who sing and dance, to our teenage group that sings and dances, to our academy chorale, they'll be performing Christmas music and all kinds of wonderful seasonal classical and pop tunes. And that's just a really great night. So many students involved, over 100. And so we have a full house for that concert. It's great fun. And then finally, we round off the Christmas season on Sunday afternoon, December 18th, and this is a 3 o'clock concert. Our Youth Honors Orchestra, String Ensemble, and Wind Ensemble all perform that afternoon, and they'll be doing some wonderful Christmas music as well as other things. And there's some 70-plus students, counting String Ensemble, Wind Ensemble, and the orchestra involved in that concert. And Mr. Dan Mays, our new orchestra conductor, will be premiering. And then Mr. Matt Shoemaker, who is our wind ensemble director, will be conducting as well. And that should just be a fantastic afternoon. I would encourage everybody to come out and hear the youth orchestra, because it really is the regional orchestra, and people need to see what's happening over there.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the executive director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. Soon, the Academy's flute choir will come to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to play for us. You'll hear that performance next month on an edition of Ozarks at Large. And if you want more information about the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts, you can go to their website. That's uafs.edu/academy.